What is worry? Well, worry is letting our minds dwell on our troubles when we're fretting, anxious, and uneasy. And what are some of the causes of worry? Well, as was said very much, the fear of the unknown and the fear of what might happen is one of the big ones that was mentioned. And of course, fear is a very painful emotion. And Jesus taught about worry in his Sermon on the Mount. And in 9 verses, he said, "Do not worry 4 times." So Jesus meant it, he underlined it, and he emphasized it. Matthew 6, verse 25, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink." Now, eating and drinking are human basic needs. We need food and water. And in the Bible, the children of Israel, God provided food, manna, and water on more than at least two occasions. God provided the ravens to feed Elijah in 1 Kings 17. And then later on in 1 Kings 17, the widow at Zarephath, the cruse of oil that never failed, and the flour. And then in the New Testament, Jesus fed the 5,000 and the 4,000. So the fact that we need food and drink is very important to Jesus. But then about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more important than food and the body more important than clothes? And how long do we spend as women, well, not me, but most other women, deciding what to wear, whether we should follow the fashions, and of course, going to the sales and buying the clothes or the charity shop. And do we have new clothes every year? Do we follow the trends? I don't know. I'm afraid I've had to have people come and empty my wardrobe out of stuff. My daughter was still around when I had a jumper I had when I was 12 years old. And sadly, it got thrown away. But once you get to that sort of size, you can sort of... And I'm finding... I remember a couple of years ago, I went on this big worship gathering, and the worship leader was wearing a cardigan. And I thought, my dad used to wear those. What's he doing? Why hasn't he got a cool sort of jumper on? But of course, cardigans were back, and everybody who was cool had a cardigan. So we do worry about these things, but God knows what we need. And then Jesus uses 2 examples. He illustrates his teaching with, firstly, look at the birds of the air. They don't sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to his life? And we know that worrying can often shorten our lives. And birds don't make stockpiles of food. But you know, God cares about the birds, and he cares a lot more about us. So I would like some helpers, please, because I'm going to give everybody can have a feather to remind them about God's provision for us, for the birds and for us. So who would like to help me give out? Okay, come on then, Maddie. Can you and Tristan go around that that side and let everybody choose a feather? And then would you like to take you three? No, you've got to take them round. and give every that you can help give everybody a feather so that they can remember that God is concerned about us as much as he is concerned about the birds. And then Jesus goes to his second example. And why do you worry about clothes? See how the lilies of the field grow. They don't labour or spin. You can keep them as a bookmark in your Bibles, but if it's an electronic Bible, you won't
How far did you have to chase this bird to get its feather?
You can have another one. So, if that is how God clothes the grass of the field, will he not clothe you, O you of little faith? So do not worry. If we worry, it shows a lack of trust in Jesus' power and a lack of confidence in God's care and provision. So, if we've got a feather to remind us about the birds, we need a flower, not a lily, but we need some flowers to remind us that God cares for them. So, children, would somebody like to come out and give everybody a flower? Now, if you don't want the stem or just want a little bit, so who would like to come and give out some flowers? Come on. There we go. If you give everybody a flower. Do you want to give some out, Brent? There you go. Give everybody a flower.
I dropped one.
You've dropped one. Well, hold on to them tight. Richard will help you. There we go. You give everybody a flower. So you have a feather and a flower to remember that God cares for the birds and he cares for the flowers. Then Jesus goes on in his teaching. They smell beautiful, don't they? And said, for the pagans run after these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. People who don't love Jesus, people who have no, haven't asked Jesus to be in their lives, they know nothing. Thank you. Oh, you didn't get one. You can have two if you want to. Pass them around again if you want to, because there's plenty. Because it says the birds of the air, so there's more than one bird. So you've all got your flower and your feather. You see, Jesus knows our needs and he can supply them. But people who don't know and love Jesus, they don't have that resource. But here we come to the key verse. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. And all these things, not just food and clothes, will be given you as well. Are we, as Charlotte said, putting our relationship with God and our obedience to him, thank you so much, thank you, Toby, as a priority in our lives? Are we putting first things first? Do we listen to what God asking us to do? Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. And over here, if we come back to all our worries that we've got there, well, tomorrow's got enough worries. So how are we going to deal with worry? We've seen from the birds that worry is futile. It achieves nothing. We've seen from the flowers that worry is faithless. It distrusts God. And we as humans see that worry is a failure to put first things first. But we all worry at times. So how do we deal with it? 1 Peter 5:7 says, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. But the most exciting verse of all is Philippians 4:6-7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. So, worry and anxiety, what do? We praise and we pray and we receive the peace of the Lord. And I know it's sometimes easier said than done, but because we know it in our hearts, we know it in our heads, sometimes it takes us a little while to let it go down to our hearts. But next time you are in one of those worrying situations, think of your feather and think of your flower and think of this verse. And what I'm going to do now, we're going to all pray. And in the prayer, we will put our own worry into the slot. But before I do that, excuse me, having a drink, I just want to read you a poem. And I've got some little handouts for you with the poem on. So if you want that, the children will bring those around, or you can. I'll put them on the table. It's just a leaflet, and it tells you on the front there, and then in the middle, it gives you the key verses, and then on the back, we've got the poem. So, this poem is called Worry, Pray, Praise. Worry? Why worry? What can worry do? It never keeps a trouble from overtaking you. It gives you indigestion and sleepless hours at night. It fills with gloom the days, however fair and bright. It puts a frown upon your face and sharpness in your tone. You're unfit to live with others and unfit to live alone. Worry? Why worry? What can worry do? It never keeps a trouble from overtaking you. Pray? Why pray? What can praying do? Praying really changes things, arranges life anew. It's good for the digestion, gives you peaceful hours asleep at night, and fills the greyest, gloomiest days with rays of glowing light. It puts a smile upon your face, the love note in your tone. It makes you fit to live with others and fit to live alone. Pray. Why pray? What can praying do? It brings God down from heaven to live and work with you. Praise. Why praise? What can praising do? Praise satisfies the heart of God and brings new joy to you. Provides a tonic for the soul and keeps you always bright, with memories of blessings sent and joyful songs at night. And when you've thank you on your lips and the love note in your tone, folks all will want to live with you, you'll never be alone. Praise. Why praise? What can praising do? Praise always says that God is good. Experience proves it's true. So, as we come to the end, let us all together, we're going to pray this prayer, and you're going to put your worry in that slot there. Now, Tristan, are you ready to pray about your library books? And Toby, are you ready to pray about your shadows in the dark? And Maddie, are you ready? All of you who contributed a worry, you're going to silently put it in there, okay? So we're going to read all together. Okay, let's pray. Loving Father, you have asked me to tell you my worries because you care about me and want to help me. I am worried about please help me. The Bible says, do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. Thank you that you keep your promises. Help me to know your peace in all circumstances. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you that God has taken our worries and our problems. Now, we believe that he has taken them, but if there's anybody and there's a worry that you still would like a friend or myself or somebody in your cell group to pray for specifically, please don't go away without asking somebody to pray with you about a specific worry. But please be strong in the Lord and cast your burdens before the Lord. Enjoy his prayer and praise and his peace. So thank you very much. And if you want more feathers or flowers, or if you'd like a leaflet, please take one. But enjoy your coffee. Thank you.